the starting lineup for this varsity game coming up here. First of all, for the homestanding Pawnee City Indians, they'll go with Peyton Rose, a 5'11 sophomore. Ball game. Jordan Wernemont. Wernemont is a sophomore at 5'10. He averages 17.5 points per ball game, the leading scorer for the Indians. Braden Frakes, a sophomore at 5'6, 3.5 points per ball game. Tyler Tegmeyer, a 5'11 senior, 3.8 points per game. And a Trey Kling, a senior, 6', averaging 10.5 points per contest. The Indians come into this game 3-6 on the season. Starting lineup for the HTRS Titans. They're coached by head coach Jamie Stice. He'll go with Darius Bowling. Bowling, 6'1 and a junior, 6.7 points per game. Kamian Detman is a junior at 5'9, 9.5 points per contest. Garrett Durier is a senior at 6'. It's questionable whether Garrett is going to start or not tonight. He's been under the weather. He will either get the start or we will see Reed Shupp getting the start tonight. Shupp, 6' junior. And to round out the starting five for Coach Jamie Stice is Cole Hunsicker. Cole Hunsicker is a senior, and he'll be in the starting lineup tonight for the HTRS Titans. A couple of minutes away from the opening tip, the introduction of starting lineup still coming up. We'll step aside and take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTMC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all, just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Teams in foster care will love you, even if you don't know the lingo.
Dad bod. Now. The result of the occasional donut always washed down with confidence.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for this game is F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. At F&M Bank in Falls City.
Well, we've got scores coming in from all around the state. The big win for Sacred Heart tonight over Auburn. Here's one for you. Central City girls varsity tonight over Schuyler. The final, Central City 72, Schuyler 6. So 72-6 tonight at Schuyler Central City with the win. As we mentioned, Sacred Heart got the win in the girls over Auburn tonight. And we're having the introduction of starting lineups, second half of our basketball doubleheader coming up here on KTNC. A reminder, lots of basketball coming up yet this week. On Thursday night, on Sunny 101.3, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish at Rockport, Missouri. Then on Friday night, we'll have Pawnee City back on the air here on KTNC. They'll be on the road at Falls City Sacred Heart, the team that just took down Auburn. I will be at Johnson Brock over on Sunny 101.3 Friday night. Exeter Milligan Friend will be in town to square off with the Johnson Brock Eagles. I'll have the play-by-play for you for that one on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatulet and Daniil Guerra with you here at Pawnee City High School. Boys varsity coming up. Trey Kling will be in there to jump it up for the Indians. And he will jump it up against Emmett Glador. The official steps into the center circle, and we're about to get underway here at Pawnee City. Ready for the opening tip. The ball is in the air, and it's controlled by the Indians. Coming down with a basketball to set it up. This breaks, breaks. Gives up to Jordan Wernemont. Wernemont to the right elbow. Back off to Frakes. To the near side. The pass comes to Tegmeyer. Top of the key once again is Wernemont. He and Frakes play catch with it. Now Wernemont feeds it inside the paint. Tegmeyer from the corner. Long three up. In and out off the rim. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Cole Hunsicker. Hunsicker with the board. Outlet pass. Down court is Kamian Detman on the dribble. Detman picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Stepman gets the ball into Reed Shupp, who got the start tonight. Shupp into the corner, right side. Darius Bowling on the dribble. Bowling has the ball knocked away from him. Went out of bounds, but it goes off the fingertips of Braden Frakes. It'll belong to HTRS. Titans will have it. Darius Bowling inbounds the ball to Detman. Top of the free throw circle, right side. Lob pass goes inside to it. Emmett Glador. Glador tries to move toward the basket. Can't get there. Back to Bowling it comes. Again to Emmett Glador. Glador in the paint. Tried to put a shot to the corner. Ball is tipped away and going to be grabbed up. They're going to have a held ball called here. Possession arrow is going to favor the Titans. HTRS will get the ball back. We've played nearly a minute. No score in the ballgame. 7:04 to play here in the first quarter. It'll be HTRS's basketball. Darius Bowling to inbound it. Bowling lobs up to the top of the key to Emmett Glador. Right back it comes to Bowling. He's tied up on the baseline. And the ball taken away by Trey Kling. Another held ball is called. This time the possession arrow goes to the Indians. Pawnee City will get the basketball. Looks like we're going to get some full court pressure here by HTRS. Inbound the pass to Wernemont. Wernemont across the timeline. Goes with a pass to the right side. The ball got away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. HTRS will get the basketball back. 6:52 to play here in the first quarter. No score in the contest. Detman gets the inbound pass. He's picked up defensively by Frakes at the top of the key. Into the corner. That's Darius Bowling on the dribble. Comes off to the right side. Long three. Up and off the rim. Doesn't go. That shot launched by Detman. Rebound comes down to the Indians. On the dribble, Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer to the right elbow. Wernemont picks up his dribble. Needs help. Kicks it back to the corner to Rose for three. It's off. No good. Trey Kling with the rebound. Now a long three from the left elbow that's up and off. No good by Frakes, and the rebound comes down to Cole Hunsicker. Still no score. We played nearly 2 minutes in the ballgame with the basketball. Kamian Detman, left side, Darius Bowling. Now deep to Shupp in the corner on the left side of the basket. Reach up. There's a three that's on the way. It's off, no good. Rebound. Bowling feeds it under. Oh, he was looking under the basket, trying to get it underneath the Cole Hunsicker. The ball was just a little too tall, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover. We have lots more turnovers than points thus far in the ballgame. We've played 2 minutes of scoreless basketball here. Kind of the way the girls' game started out tonight. Pawnee City with the ball in backcourt. Across the timeline, it comes up to Wernemont. Ball stolen away. All the way in goes Emmett Glador for the driving layup. Up and good. So Emmett Glador with the first 2 points of the ballgame. HTRS goes up 2-0, 5:37 to play here in the first quarter. Breaks all the way in under the basket. Shot blocked away by Glador. Ball is tipped away loose. Bounce pass, they have to chase it down. And that's going to be over and back, and HTRS will get the basketball back. 5:25 to play here in the first quarter. Our score 2-0. HTRS on top. Substitute in now for the Titans. Garrett Duryea in for Reed Shupp. There was some question whether Duryea was going to be able to play. He's been under the weather. Shupp got the start, but now Duryea checks into the lineup. Duryea in the corner, feeds underneath. Oh, nice pass. Finds Emmett Glador under the bucket. Glador puts it down. Emmett has 4 points, and it's 4-0. The score, HTRS on top. Indians basketball in backcourt. Across court, it comes to Kling. Right in front of our table. From the corner, left side, long three, up, off, no good. That shot put up by Wernemont, and the rebound comes down to the Titans. HTRS all the way. Oh, they tried to flip one to Duryea in the corner, and the ball got away. I think we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 4:54 to go here in the first quarter.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:54 left to play in the first quarter. 4-0 our score. HTRS leading the Pawnee City Indians in the girls varsity contest earlier tonight. The Titans got the win 41-17 over Pawnee City. The Titans had a couple of players in double figures. Lillian Bowen and PJ Howe had 12 points each for HTRS in that girls game. Ready to move back to live action. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. They'll play it in backcourt. On the side, Tyler Tegmeyer to inbound the pass. Tegmeyer tosses into Braden Frakes. Frakes, the sophomore point guard, goes to the right side with it to Wernemont. Wernemont backs out, now to Frakes on the near elbow. Back between the rings, top of the key. Wernemont handles the basketball. Now Kling with the ball. Takes a couple of dribbles, feeds Wernemont. Inside the paint, little floater. In the lane, up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, try for a putback. Won't go down for Peyton Rose. And the rebound comes down to Emmett Glaudar for the Titans. Glaudar, outlet pass. Gives it up to Darius Bowling. Bowling to the left elbow to Detman. Detman all the way in, reverse layup, couldn't get it. Rebound to Treyu Kling. Kling down court quickly to Wernemont. Wernemont's going to take it in for the reverse layup. Couldn't get it. Durier is there to get the rebound for HTRS and gives the outlet pass quickly out to Darius Bowling. Stolen away. Wait a minute. A whistle and a foul. We had a steal. And we're going to have a foul called on the Indians. That foul is going to be called on Tyler Tegmeyer. That is his first. And team foul number one of the quarter on Tegmeyer. 4 minutes to go here now in the first quarter. Left side with the basketball. There's a long shot for Bowling. Up and off, no good. And a good job of a Treyu Kling to go up and take that rebound away there from Cole Hunsicker. Pawnee City down court with the ball. Breaks. Kling has to chase it into backcourt after it was tipped. Comes to the left side with it to Peyton Rose. Rose is going to launch a three from the left wing. This off to the right. And the rebound comes down to Emma Glaudar. Glaudar, outlet pass, goes to Darius Bowling with the basketball. Bowling will set the offense. Bowling finds Kamian Detman. Detman, top of the key, Cole Hunsicker. Around the horn it goes, underneath. Ball is deflected, stolen away by Trey Kling. Kling finds Wernemont with the pass. Down court in a hurry to Rose. Ball tipped away from Rose, knocked out of bounds over here on the near side by Darius Bowling. Bowling touched at last will be Indians basketball. Pawnee City inbounds it to Rose. Back to the left side. Tyler Tegmeyer. Top of the key. Around the horn it goes. Wernemont. Wernemont. There's a long three by Frakes from the right side. It's off no good. And that rebound to Kamian Detman. Detman will bring the ball up court himself. Being guarded by Tegmeyer. They pick him up at the top of the key. To the right elbow, Bowling with the basketball, back to Detman, deep baseline right side. Oh, they feed it underneath, they foul. Glaudar, whistle, foul, shot is up and good. Getting the shot was Emmett Glaudar. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City. Foul is going to be called on Treyu Kling. On Kling, that is his first personal, team foul number two. At the free throw line, Emmett Glaudar. And he'll be shooting the and one. Glaudar, free throw is on the way up, and it is short. Off the front of the rim, Kling comes down with the rebound. Outlet pass from Kling. Gets the ball out to Wernemont. Wernemont, left elbow now. Into the ball game is Ryan Flager, a freshman. Flager on the floor. Ryan, just a freshman out there for the Indians. Wernemont for a long three. Bingo! He got it. Wernemont nails the three. That was a high arching, almost a mortar shot, way high in the air and dropped through. Nothing but nylon. It's 6-3. HTRS up by 3 with 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Here comes Emmett Glaudar. Oh, nice pass. Vladar fed the ball over to Cole Hunsicker, and Hunsicker has his first 2 points of the ball game. Now with the basketball is Brayden Frakes. Again, Wernemont for three. This one is off the rim, and the rebound is going to be pulled down this time by Bennett Art. Art, the 6'4 senior in there, got that rebound. Durier, right side floater, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Garrett Durier for his first 2 points. And it's now 10-3. HTRS on top, 94 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Frakes in backcourt, bounce pass into forecourt, finds Fling, back to Frakes. Frakes beats to the left side to Plager. Bounce pass into the corner, now Plager with the basketball, looks to Frakes between the rings. He stands at the top of the key, the sophomore point guard. From the left side, Wernemont, long three off the rim. Kling battles for the rebound. Trey Kling, follow shot up, it's off, no good. And coming down with the rebound for HTRS, we're going to have another foul called on Pawnee City. The foul is going to be called on the Indians. Looks like they're going to put it on Trey Kling. No, check that. It's going to be on Tyler Tegmeyer. That's Tegmeyer's second personal and the third team foul on the Indians. Here come the Titans with the basketball. Left side, top of the key. That's Bowling. There is Bowling. Forces up a shot. Rose gets the rebound. Rose comes down with the rebound for the Indians. He'll start up court with the basketball. A cross-court pass goes to Brayden Frakes. Frakes to the right side of the corner. Top of the key. Again, it comes up to Frakes. To the near side, that's Plager with the basketball. Ryan Plager, the freshman. Oh, inside the paint. Move to the hoop. Fall-away shot partially blocked. Shot was put up by Drake Wilkinson. Got it blocked. Now Wilkinson. Here's a steal by Tegmeyer. Ball is loose. Everybody after it. Easy, guys. Need to blow a whistle a little sooner here. A little bit of wrestling around on the floor after the loose basketball. Held ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor the Titans with 27 seconds to play in the period. Now the officials having a little bit of a conversation here about that tie-up, everybody going after the basketball. So it'll be Titans basketball with 27 seconds to go in the quarter. 10-3 is your score. Titans to inbound it. Inbound the pass. Comes into Detman across the timeline to Darius Bowling right side. Now Bowling very patiently dribbling down the clock here to 15 seconds to go. They'll play for the final shot, leading 10-3 at this point. HTRS wanting to take the final shot. There's 10 seconds to go. Into the corner, Bowling with the ball. In the paint, there's a floater. Left-handed shot up, and good! Put in by Kamian Detman. And after one quarter, 12-3, HTRS on top.
We'll step aside for a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Daniil Guerra back with you here at Pawnee City High School. We get set to move into the second quarter. 12-3 your score. The HTRS Titans with the lead on the Pawnee City Indians. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Brayden Frakes. Frakes is between the rings at the top of the circle. Comes to Plager on the left side. Plager gets the ball right back from Trey and Plank. Now inside the paint with the basketball moving underneath, they look to Kling. Ball is tipped up top. Breaks for a three from the top of the circle. It's off the back of the iron. Treyu Kling chases down the basketball. Across court pass to Peyton Rose. Rose for three from the right wing. It's off the rim, won't go, and the rebound taken away under the basket 4-HTRS by Evan Rodar. Rodar gets it to Kamian Detman. Finds Shuff with the basketball around to Hunsicker in the corner on the right side. Down deep, Bowling with the ball. Skip pass across to Kamian Detman. Back to Bowling. They pass it around outside the three-point arc. Now here's Rodar at the free throw line. Turnaround fall-away shot off the iron. No. Trey Kling with the rebound. Kling down court pass quickly to Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer holds it up, goes to Frakes. Frakes to the right side, low post right side. Tegmeyer off to Rose on the near elbow. Now Flegler stands between the rings, top of the key, comes to Frakes. There's Rose for three, off the iron, no. Flegler rebound, follow shot up and good. In the right place at the right time was Ryan Flegler, and the freshman gets the putback. Makes it 12-5 now with 6:42 to go here in the first half. HTRS on top. Detman across to Bowling into Gladar. Gladar works against a double team. Across court pass, and it's going to go through the fingertips of Kamian Detman down here in the corner. Back into the ballgame now for Pawnee City comes Jordan Wernemont. Wernemont, the leading scorer on this Indian team, 17.5 points per ballgame. He's back onto the floor replacing Peyton Rose, who will set out. On the dribble and backcourt is Wernemont. Down to Kling. Kling takes it under the basket. Oh, nice job by Gladar to block the shot by Tyler Tegmeyer. Now Kling goes in with a floater. It's partially blocked. Comes to Wernemont in the corner left side. Back up top around to Flagler it is. In traffic, moving toward the basket. Bounce pass stolen away. Loose ball. Everybody after it. Wernemont comes out of there. Now feeds underneath to Trey Kling. A little floater by Kling. Blocked away by Gladar. And the rebound is taken down by Cole Hunsicker. Hunsicker gets the outlet pass to Bowling. Bowling down court with the ball on the dribble. 5:50 to go here in the first half. 12-5 your score. HTRS on top. Gladar to the corner. There's Kamian Detman for three. No. Kling goes up and gets the rebound. But the ball is grabbed up. Bowling driving layup. He can't get it. Ball tipped around again. Everybody basketball. Frakes on the fast break. Down court decides to hold it up. Frakes to the top of the key. Here's Kling with the ball. Now Wernemont on the dribble. Bounce pass right side. Frakes. 5:23 to go here in the second quarter. Right side corner. Long three off. No good. And the rebound brought down by Evan Gladar.
5:14 left. Your score is 12-5. Titans ahead.
All right. HTRS on top. Here come the Titans with the basketball. At the free throw line, left side in the corner, Bowling with the ball. Looks up top with it. There's Detman. He'll try a three and got it. Kamian Detman hits the three from the top of the circle, just a couple of feet outside the top of the hoop there. And it's a double-digit lead now for HTRS. There's a steal by Emmett Gladar. He and Frakes one-on-one. Gladar goes up, got it, and he fouled. Emmett Gladar is going to be hard to stop under there. Frakes went in and battled with him. We've got a foul call.
Braden Frakes with a foul. First team foul.
All right. So, Emmett Gladar gets the basket. He'll be at the line for the and one. Braden Frakes' first personal. And as Daniil just said, first team foul of the quarter. There's the free throw. Up and good. Emmett Gladar got the and one. He's got 9 points now in the ballgame. 18-5 your score. There's a little floater by Trey Kling in the paint. Whistle, foul. Kling's going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Cole Hunsacker with the foul. His first, team's first.
And at the free throw line is Trey Kling. Kling shooting two shots. First one is up and off the rim. Couldn't get it. He'll have another try coming. Trey Kling has not scored yet tonight. He has been averaging in double figures for the Indians at 10.5 points per game through their first 11 games of the year. Trey Kling ready for his second attempt. It's on the way up, and it's off no good, and the rebound comes down to Cole Hunsicker. Hunsicker with the defensive board. Outlet pass to Detman. Detman right side, Durier. Durier skip pass across court. Hunsicker, top of the key. Here's Gladar for three. Off, no good. Rebound pulled down under the basket by Colin Fender, I think that is. Fender in the lineup now. There's a basketball that's loose, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Titans.
Kamian Detman with his first foul, team second. 4:13 left. Your score is 18-5, Titans ahead.
All right, Indians with the basketball. Tegmeyer comes to the near side, finds Ryan Flaker with the pass around the horn. On the right elbow, pulling Fender. Now Flaker gets it back on the near side. With the ball in the dribble, bounce pass into the basket. Nope, back to the top of the circle. Wernemont, little floater. It hits the rim and doesn't go. The rebound, the follow, put back in, won't go. And the rebound by Bennett Arth. Arth, a 6'4 senior, and they're battling for those defensive boards for the Titans. 18-5, HTRS on top. Gladar goes underneath, goes up with a shot, but we've got a whistle and a foul. Evan Gladar is going to be at the line.
Trey Ukling with the second foul, team second.
All right, so Kling has his second. Emmett Gladar, one out of two from the line so far tonight, has 9 points in the basketball game. You're shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good. Gladar is a 51% free throw shooter on the season through their first 14 games of the year. He'll get a second shot coming here. He averages 22.2 points per ball game. Gladar's second free throw is up. This one is good. He's now in double figures and has 10 points in the contest. 19-5, your score, a 14-point lead for the Titans. Ryan Flaker goes to the corner, has the ball taken away. Emmett Gladar, one-on-two fast break. They dribble the ball away. They're going to call a foul, reaching in from behind against the Indians.
Number 5, Jordan Miramont with the foul, his first personal, team's third.
Not a shooting foul, only the third team foul here, so that means the ball will just belong to the Titans. They'll trigger it into the baseline under their own basket. Garrett Duryea to inbound it to Detman from the corner for three. Trey Kling with the rebound. Quickly down court. Underneath the Flaker for the driving lay-in. In and out of there. Ryan Flaker, the freshman, had it in the hoop. It rolled around and popped out. Wouldn't stay down for the young man. That's got to be a disappointment. 3:06 to go here now in the first half. 19-5 your score. There's a long three by Gladar that doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. He'll take it in and be fouled. Gladar will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots, and the foul is going to be called on Pawnee City.
Tyler Tegmeyer with the third, team fourth.
So at the free throw line, shooting two shots will be Emmett Gladar. He's 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. This shot is up, in and out. Seen a lot of those tonight in the girls' game especially. The free throws were there. Look like they're in the hole, look like they're going to stay down, and then somehow the rim gremlins make it pop back out of there. Emma Gladar will have a second free throw attempt coming right here. Shot is on the way. That one, nothing but nylon. He put it down. Emma Gladar with 11 points now in the basketball game. And it's 20-5. HTRS with a 15-point lead. Peyton Rose with the basketball. Rose with a bounce pass right side to Wernemont. Wernemont with a three from the right elbow. It's off, no good. Rebound for the Indians with the steal. Underneath the basket is Detman. Detman came up with the steal on the outlet pass, and he'll set the offense with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Duryea from the corner for three. Up and good. Garrett Duryea's got 5 points in the ballgame. He was under the weather. They weren't even sure if he was going to play tonight. He's got five. Here's a pass that's deflected, knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Kamian Detman. It'll belong to Pawnee City.
2:21 left. Your score is 23-5. Titans ahead.
There's a jump shot. Trey Kling about 10 feet out on the left side. Kling got it down. And for Trey U. Kling, that is his first bucket of the night. He's got 2 points. There's a shot at the far end that doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Detman to the line to shoot two.
Peyton Rose with his first foul. Team fifth.
The 15th foul, that means at the line. Kamian Detman, he'll be shooting two shots. He has 5 points tonight. He has not been to the free throw line. He normally hits 52% of his free throw shots. Got the first one. We have stats through the first 11 games here for the first 14 games for the Titans, and he's hit 52% of them. Here's the second free throw attempt. It's up and good. He's 100% tonight. Got it down. He has 7 points now for Detman. 2:05 to go here now in the first half, 25-7. Into the ball game. Bowling checks back in. Bowling in to replace Bennett Arth. Peyton Rose against full court pressure into Wernemont. Wernemont back court, down court pass, Trey Fling, baseline left side, driving lay-in, up and off, no good, couldn't get it, had a great opportunity there, Bowling's there for the rebound, gives his outlet pass out to Detman, under 2 minutes to go in the first half, 147 into the corner, baseline left side, it comes up top, there's a long three that's up and good, Darius Bowling with his first bucket of the night, it's a Trey. Suddenly, it's a 28-7 ball game. Flagger looks for Peyton Rose under the basket. Rose with a fall-away shot. Up and good. Peyton Rose with a nice move to the basket. That was point-blank range in the paint right under the basket. He laid it off the rim and put it down. 28-9 your score. Titans dominating underneath. Vladar tries to go up with the shot. We're going to put Emmett back to the line once again, and the foul will be called on the Indians. We'll see who it's on.
Colin Fender with his first foul, team fifth.
And at the free throw line will be Emma Clodar. Free throw is up and short off the front of the rim. He is now 3 of 7 from the free throw line, has 11 points. He's been going miss one, make one, miss one, make one here. Let's see if he does it again. This time he missed them both. A minute 12 to go here in the first half. 28-9 your score. HTRS on top. Trey Kling stands at the free throw line, kicks it out to Pleasure on the corner. Now Wernemont between the rings, top of the key. Detman comes out to challenge him. Wernemont launches a three that's off the iron. No, rebound Bowling. Bowling gives up to Detman, and here come the Titans. 28-9, HTRS on top with 48 seconds to play in the first half here at Pawnee City. Very patiently with the dribble on the ball is Darius Bowling. They go inside the paint with it. Hunsicker, now to the corner left. Oh, going to the floor hard. Over on the right side was Kamian Detman. He and Trey Kling had a bit of a collision over there. A whistle and a foul on Pawnee City.
Trey Kling with his third foul, team fifth.
Yeah, we should be shooting two shots here, gentlemen. Now they're going to line up. They started like they were going to play it in on the side over there. Once in a while, it takes the officials a little while to catch up with the radio announcers here, Neil. At the free throw line will be Kamian Detman. He'll be shooting two shots. He's 2 for 2 so far tonight. This one is up and in and out of there. Now made 2 out of 3. He does have 7 points in the ball game for the Titans. Just 35 seconds left to play in this first half. Shot on the way up and good. Got the second one to drop. Makes it 29-9 now our score. Into the corner, Peyton Rose. He thought about the shot, then kicks it to the corner on the left side to Flager. Flager into Kling. Kling, oh, nice job. Trey Kling into the paint, put the shot up and got it down. Trey went right between three defenders and dropped that one in. 14 seconds to go here in the first half. Players on the floor, a little collision at the far end. Right side with it is Emmett Vladar. Now here's all the way in. They kick it out to the corner. Traveling is going to be called. With 3.3 seconds to go, the ball goes back to the Indians. 29-11. HTRS on top here at Pawnee City. Inbounding the pass will be Pleger. Ryan Pleger, 5'7", freshman. They're not going to get a shot off. Buzzer sounds. And at the half, the HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians, our halftime score. HTRS 29 and Pawnee City 11.
We'll be back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KPNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Held Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamuki Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at HellMartialArts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This halftime scoring recap is being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but not far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers from the first half of this one. Our halftime score, HTRS up 29-11. Individual scoring for Pawnee City, Trey Kling leads away with 4 points. Jordan Wernemont has 3. 2 for the freshman, Ryan Flegler, coming in off the bench. And Peyton Rose has 2 for Pawnee City's total of 11. Free throw shooting, the Indians went 0-for-2 from the free throw line. For the HTRS Titans, one player in double figures, that's Emmett Gladar. He has 11 points in the ballgame. Kamian Dedman with 8 at the half. Garrett Duryea has 5, and Darius Bowling with 3. Adding 2 was Cole Hunsicker for the Titans' total of 29. Free throw shooting for HTRS, they made 6 out of 12 from the free throw line. 29-11, that is our halftime score.
Harlan, our halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but not far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we'll take a 2-minute break here and send it back to Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer at the KTNC studios. Then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. At the half, the HTRS Titans are leading the Pawnee City Indians 29-11 here on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Mainly cloudy skies in store tonight, with temperatures falling back into the low 20s, and winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine, with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s, and winds out of the west at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the upper teens, and northeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, look for partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Friday, cloudy skies and much colder with highs only around 10 degrees and northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Snow possible Friday night into the day on Saturday. Heavier snow chances will stay off to our south, but some accumulation possible with high temperatures in the low teens. Sunday, sunny with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 32.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind us that building healthier habits doesn't have to feel overwhelming. One of the best ways to get started is simple. Start small and stay consistent. Try drinking one extra glass of water each day or take a quick 10-minute walk after lunch. Small, manageable steps like these add up to real, lasting results over time. Healthy change isn't about doing everything at once. It's about doing something consistently. So here's the question. What's one healthy habit you're working on this year? Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for this game is FNM Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. And at FNM Bank in Fall City.
It's halftime here in Pawnee City. The HTRS Titans leading the Pawnee City Indians 29-11. Halftime score from Auburn. The game being heard live tonight over on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Sacred Heart Irish in the boys' game at halftime, 39-16. That's the score at the half. In the girls' game, the Irish got the win over Auburn. That was 55-23, the final. Fall City Tiger girls with a win tonight over Boys Town, 27-17. Johnson Brock girls over Lewiston tonight, 67-12. For some other scores around southeast Nebraska. Again, at halftime here in Pawnee City, 29-11, the Titans dominating the Pawnee City Indians. As we're getting ready to move into second half action, I want to remind you that we've got basketball coming up Thursday night this week. The Sacred Heart Irish at Rockport taking on the Rockport Blue Jays. John Nixon will have the call over on Sunny 101.3. Pawnee City fans will have the Indians on again this coming Friday night at Fall City Sacred Heart. You'll hear the game right here on KTNC. Meanwhile, also Friday night over on Sunny 101.3, I will be in Johnson, Exeter Milligan Friend in town to take on the Johnson Eagles. That ought to be an excellent matchup on Sunny Friday night. All right, we move to third quarter action. HTRS with the basketball. Titans come into forecourt with the ball. Goes inside the paint with it. Baseline left side. Long three-pointer up and off. No good. Hey, guys. Had a whole crowd of people in front of us. Couldn't see the game here for a minute or so. 7:46 to go, just underway here in the third quarter. HTRS with the basketball under their own bucket. They lob it up top. And at the top of the key, backing out with it is Emmett Glador. Glador in the paint, fall away shot off the rim. No, he goes to the floor hard. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Emmett Glador at the line, and he will be shooting two shots. Let's see who the foul is on here. It's like Tyler Tegmeyer, apparently. Tegmeyer just picked up his fourth personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Indians. At the free throw line, Emmett Glador. He is 6-3 out of 7 so far tonight. This one is up and off, no good. Make it now 3 of 8 from the free throw line for Emmett Glador. Just underway here in the third quarter. Glador at the line. He averages 22 points per ball game, and he had 11 at halftime, so he's right on track for his average. Second free throw is up and good, so he's now made 4, I believe that's 4 of 9 from the free throw line. Here we go, 30-11. HTRS on top, into forecourt. Goes Frakes with the basketball in the paint. Kling goes to the corner, baseline left side, driving floater up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Jordan Wernemont. He's got 5 points, and that's the first two of the second half for Pawnee City. On the dribble with the ball comes Detman into forecourt. Goes to Glador. Glador, a little floater, up and good. Emma Glador is hard to stop. He now has 14 points in the contest. He puts that little jump shot. He elevates and gets so high above the defender, it's really difficult to have much of an effect on his shot. Underneath Pawnee City with the basketball, they kick it to the corner. The ball gets tipped out of bounds. Touched last under the basket by the Titans. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Inbounding the ball in the corner will be Peyton Rose. Rose to toss it in. Lob pass comes all the way up top, almost tipped away. Wernemont comes up with it. Gives to Frakes with the basketball. Frakes had it knocked out of his hand. The ball is loose. Titans come up with it. And then Trey Kling steals it right back. Well, it was a great effort there by Detman. He was trying to flip the ball ahead to Glador. Frakes just stepped in and intercepted the pass and came up with it. Now Peyton Rose on the dribble on the right elbow. Trey Kling, top of the key, goes to Frakes in the corner, left side with the basketball. Frakes dribbles between the rings, top of the key, picks up the dribble. Now Kling will try the 12-footer from the left baseline, up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Colin Fender. Fender with his first 2 points of the ballgame. 32-15 your score. 6:08 to go here in the third quarter. Bowling with the basketball. Bowling finds Detman back to the top of the circle. Now Detman, left-handed dribble in traffic. Driving, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it. Peyton Rose has a rebound. Rose with a defensive board. Down court, it comes quickly to Frakes in the forecourt. Now Kling. Kling is triple-teamed in the paint. Little free shot from the right side. Up and good. Put in by Fender. Fender's second bucket in a row. We've got a timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Invite you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside Daniil Guerra tonight here at Pawnee City High School. 5:44 left to play in the third quarter. 32-17 is our score. HTRS with a dominating lead here so far tonight. In the contest earlier this evening, HTRS got the win in that one, the final 41-17 over Pawnee City. When we move back to live action, the ball will belong to the Titans. Bowling will inbound into Detman. And Detman will slowly bring the ball up court to set the offense. To the right side to Emmett Glador. Out of the right wing. Finds Duryea. There's a alley-oop. Oh, they tried to do the alley-oop with Glador from Detman. They couldn't finish it. They tried that the other night in Beatrice and it didn't work out either. But Pawnee City gets the rebound. Breaks into forecourt. Wernemont around the horn to the right elbow with it. Fender, who's in the ball game, handles the basketball. Wernemont into Kling. Kling Tries for the layup, got his own rebound, follow shot, still can't get it. Fighting for the rebound and taking it away under the basket is Cole Hunsicker for the Titans. Outlet pass for Hunsicker. Comes to Detman, who gives the ball off to Bowling. Darius Bowling, lob pass, Durier. Durier bounce pass into traffic. Hunsicker up off the glass and good. Nice job by Durier to get the ball in to Cole Hunsicker for the basket. All right, backing out on the right elbow with the ball is Colin Fender. Across court pass, Wernemont goes underneath to Kling. Oh, Kling had a layup and put the ball off the side of the backboard. Trey's not going to miss that one very often. It was uncontested, but he couldn't get it down. Top of the key, Detman gives the ball up to Bowling. Bowling dribbles between the rings. Goes inside to Hunsicker in the paint. Now Detman for three, up and off, no good, and the ball got away. Went off of HTRS. Pawnee City is going to have the basketball. 4 minutes, 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. 34-17. The Titans have doubled up the score now on the Indians. Pawnee City breaks with the ball left wing. Tried to go into Kling, tipped away. Breaks, gets it back, top of the key, Peyton Rose. Rose penetrates, driving, laying up, in and out of there. Rose battles for his own rebound, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Peyton Rose at the free throw line for the Indians. He'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who the foul is on.
Kamian Detman with his second foul, seen first.
At the free throw line will be Peyton Rose. He's not been at the charity stripe yet tonight. He does have 2 points on one field goal. First free throw is up, off the rim, no good. Neither of the teams are shooting the ball all that well from the free throw line tonight. Pawnee City 0 for 3 now. It's only their third attempt. They went 0 for 2 in the first half. Second shot is up, and it's off. Doesn't go. And the rebound taken down by Emmett Vladar. Vladar with the outlet pass finds Detman. Here's Detman into the corner. Durier underneath to Vladar. Oh, he's hard to stop. Vladar follow shot, doesn't get it, but a whistle. And I think they're going to get Emmett this time for coming up behind one of the Pawnee City Indians, and he'll get called for the foul. Foul is going to be, isn't it? I believe. Yes, foul is going to be on Emmett Vladar. That is his first personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Titans with 3:44 to go here in the third period. Ball stolen away. Emmett Vladar with the steal. Goes all the way in. Shot is up and good. Not a whole lot that Trey Kling could do to stop Emmett Vladar on that one. Once Emmett got ahead of steam, he just went down, stopped, and went up. Now, there's a unforced error there on Pawnee City, bringing the ball up over and back with no defender in the area, and they get called for over and back. And those are the kind of turnovers that make a coach pull their hair out here. Over and back on bringing the ball up the court. 3:24 to go now in the third quarter. Detman had the ball stripped away from him. I think we're going to get a reach-in foul called on the Pawnee City Indians. Let's see. Wernemont. Go ahead.
Jordan Wernemont with 2, team second.
All right. In the corner, Durier. Durier, a little floater. Oh, nice shot. Baseline right side. Garrett Durier, he's got 7 now in the ballgame. 38-17. There's another steal. Emma Vladar. Durier gives chase. Vladar, he was going to try the slam dunk, laid it up there and couldn't get it down. He's looking over at his coach and saying, I should have just laid that in, shouldn't I, coach? There's a reverse layup, up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Hunsicker. Durier looked to the coach right after he tried that and realized that was probably not something I should have done. Durier has the ball. He'll make up for it. Here's a long three from the corner. That's up and good. Hitting the three is Garrett Durier, and Durier is in double figures. He's got 10 points, and he's under the weather a bit here tonight. Pawnee City with the ball. It's Fender up to Kling. Kling feeds it underneath, looking for Wernemont. Let him too much. The ball goes out of bounds. Back into the ball game now. Vladar will take a breather. In to replace him comes Bennett Arth. Got a couple of subs in for Pawnee City, too. Plager is back into the ball game. Tyler Tegmeyer's out there. Let's see. Liam. Is it Liam Vladar? Liam is in the ball game, a freshman at 5'7". In the paint. Turnaround shot. Up and off the rim. No. Rebound. Taken away by Pawnee City's Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer with the ball to the corner. Top of the key, Trey Kling. Around the horn on the left wing with it. Ryan Flager holds the ball. Flager gets it back out on the elbow. He dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle. Comes to the right side to Glador. Liam Glador. Peyton Rose for three. Got it. Peyton Rose hits the three from the left elbow. He's got 5 points. 41-20, your score. HTRS on top. 94 seconds to go here in the third quarter. This is Bowling on the dribble. Bowling kicks it over to Duryea. To Detman. Ball is loose. Going to be stolen away by Flager. Ryan Flager wisely just pulls it out, and he'll set the offense for Pawnee City. Goes to Peyton Rose. Rose gets into traffic at the free throw line. Trey Kling. Kling dribbles in. Feeds it underneath the basket, trying to go up with a shot off the glass. In and out of there. That shot was launched by Tyler Tegmeyer right under the basket, and it wouldn't drop. It stayed on the edge of the rim and then fell off to the right side. 1 minute to go in the quarter. From the right elbow, a three up and good. Hitting the three on the right side is Garrett Duryea. That is his second three in a row. He's got 13 points. Back the other direction, Peyton Rose for three. He got it from the corner. Peyton Rose with his back-to-back three-pointers. Starting to heat things up from three-point range here now with 38 seconds to go. And carrying the ball is going to be called on Kamia Detman. Turning it over here, it'll be a turnover. Give the ball back to Pawnee City. Liam Glador will inbound it. Glador inbounds the ball into Ryan Flager, into Tegmeyer. Underneath is Kling. Kling has it stripped away. It went out of bounds off of Kling. In there battling with the basketball. The basketball was Bennett Hart battling after that one. 29 seconds to go in the quarter. Emmett Glador checks back in. He'll come in and replace Bennett Hart. Hart sets out. Glador back in. I think we've got Liam Glador on the floor now for Pawnee City and Emmett Glador on the floor for the Titans. I'll have to specify my Glador's out here. At the top of the key to the near side, Duryea, Garrett Duryea, has the ball kicked away out of bounds. It went off the foot of Tyler Tegmeyer. Out of bounds, it'll belong to the Titans. They'll play it in forecourt on the side, right in front of our broadcast table. Inbounding it will be Kamian Detman with 14 seconds to play in the third period. On the dribble, Darius Bowling. Picked up the dribble into the corner, Detman. Detman back up top to Bowling. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Into the corner, Glador for the long three. Off no good. There's the buzzer. And after three quarters, 44-33, the Titans on top.
We'll step aside for 1 minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the score clock here at Pawnee City High School as we move into the fourth and final period of tonight's doubleheader. HTRS leading Pawnee City 44-23 here in the boys' varsity contest. Indians with the basketball. They go into Trey Kling with it to Wernemont. Now Frake's right elbow. In traffic, Tegmeyer feeds to Kling. Kling with a shot on the baseline, got his own rebound, follow shot up, off no good, and Trey Kling will be at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul's going to be called on the Titans.
Emmett Glutter with his second foul, first team.
At the free throw line, Atreyu Kling, he's 0 for 2 from the line tonight, has 4 points in the ballgame thus far. The first of two is up and good. Trey Kling put that one down. He's now got 5 points for the Indians. He'll have a second free throw coming here. He looks to the basket from the free throw line. Trey Kling taking his time. Now launches it and rims in and out of there. Garrett Duryea is there to pull down the rebound for the Titans. Gets it out to Kamian Detman, who takes it all the way to the corner. Coming over to help is Duryea. Duryea, a cross-court pass to Bowling. The man-to-man defense now by Pawnee City, putting some pressure on the Titans. All the way, Bowling goes in for a floater, doesn't get it. Kling is there for the rebound. Out to Wernemont. Wernemont wants to take it in for the driving. Lay it up, and good. He got it. No whistle, no foul. Wernemont just laid it in. He's got 7 now for the Indians. And back the other way in a hurry comes Detman. Peyton Rose picked him up in the corner. Detman to the top of the key, goes to Bowling. He'll try a 3. It's off the glass. The rebound to Peyton Rose. Rose clears it out, starts down court. Into the corner, baseline right side. Wernemont can't get to the basket. Vladar took away the baseline point. They whip it around the horn to Frakes on the left wing. Into Tegmeyer, back to the right wing. Now Kling in traffic. Tegmeyer in the paint. Shot up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Hunsicker. Outlet pass to Detman. 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 44-26, an 18-point HTRS lead. This is Bowling with the dribble. Finds Garrett Duryea with a pass, top of the circle. Emmett Glador, right side, Bowling. They're just running some clock here now. Bowling feeds to Glador, driving lay-in up and good. Bowling does such a great job of putting the hand, the ball into the hands of Emmett Glador and giving him scoring opportunities. 18 points now for Glador in the ball game, averaging 22 per game. We got 6 minutes to go here. Tegmeyer with the ball in the paint. Oh, nice little floater up and good. Nice move to the basket by Tyler Tegmeyer for his first bucket of the night. He was right in the middle of traffic and just went straight up out of there. Now we got a timeout taken by HTRS to hold a possession down here. 5:47 to go in the ballgame.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on KPNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Pawnee City High School Gymnasium on a cold January southeast Nebraska night out there. Wintertime is upon us, folks. Once in a while, folks come in this north door right behind where we're seated, and boy, is that a blast of cold air that comes in over our shoulder. We just assume they wouldn't open that door anymore tonight, wouldn't we, Daniel? 46-28 the score with 5:47 to go here. HTRS in command. Titans looking to improve their record above 500. They came in here tonight at 7-7 on the year. Pawnee City is 3-8 coming into this one. It'll be Titans basketball to inbound it. Glador against full court pressure gets it into Duryea. Garrett Duryea down court finds Darius Bowling. Bowling, a cross court pass, Kamian Detman with the ball. Detman backs out near the midcourt circle. Pawnee City's turning it up a notch now with the man-to-man defense. Oh, there goes Glador. You got to keep track of Emmett if you're going to go into that man-to-man. Emmett Glador laid it down. He's got 20 in the ballgame. 48-28. The lead is 20. Here's a steal by Duryea. Gives to Detman. Again, that kind of hair on fire man-to-man defense here by Pawnee City. Detman has Tegmeyer chasing after him. Gets it off to Duryea. Tegmeyer gets the steal. Feeds it underneath. Driving layup. Wernemont got it. Pawnee City showing a little life here. Wernemont lays it in. He's got 9 points now in the game for the Indians. Back the other direction. They feed it underneath the Glador. He can't stop him. Boy, again, there's Bowling. Did you see how he hands that ball and gets it into Glador's hands? It's almost like he's got eyes in the back of his head when he knows Emmett's breaking toward the bucket. Who's the foul going to be on?
Peyton Rose, second foul, first team first.
All right, at the line for the and one. Gladar couldn't get it. Trey Kling is there to come down with the rebound. That one would not fall. Here comes Pawnee City to set it up offensively, down by 20. Breaks, goes inside. Tegmeyer, nice feed to Kling. That's some good-looking basketball. They got it into Trey Kling. Kling laid it in. Now the ball is tipped away, out of bounds, a turnover, and the Indians get the ball right back in forecourt. Inbounding it, Tyler Tegmeyer to toss it in. Comes into Wernemont with it. Wernemont, top of the key, Peyton Rose. Peyton Rose to the left elbow. Wernemont, bounce pass back between the rings. Rose in the paint. Into the corner, right side, Frakes for an open three. Couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Cole Hunsicker. Hunsicker gets it up to Bowling. Pressure being applied in backcourt now by the Indians. Damian Dedman gets it to Bowling into forecourt. Now Bowling takes it into the corner, left side of the basket. Coming up on the four-minute mark to go in the contest. 50-32, an 18-point HTRS lead. Top of the key is Duryea. Garrett Duryea, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Duryea. Cole Hunsicker gets the ball. Shot clock at 5. Dettman goes to the left side. Top of the key. Duryea puts up a shot to beat the buzzer. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. It got the shot off in time, and then Cole Hunsicker was there for the rebound and the putback. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. Battle for the rebound. HTRS. Gladar brings it into forecourt. He'll just kind of slow things down, working one-on-one against Trey Kling. Boy, that's a matchup, athlete on athlete. You get Gladar and Kling going at it down here on the baseline. A couple of finer athletes around the area doing battle there. There's going to be a travel. Garrett Duryea drugged the pivot foot, and he knew it. You ever notice whenever the kids make an inadvertent mistake, the first thing they do is look to the bench?
Yep.
Did Coach see me do that? Well, of course Coach saw you do that. He's watching the game, so... Now into the ball game for the Titans comes Reed Shupp. Shupp is a 6-foot junior. He'll come in and replace Garrett Duryea. Garrett's going to sit down here with, 13 points he's got. Double figures. Not bad for a young man that was under the weather tonight. Peyton Rose for 3. Corner no. And with the rebound coming down is Emmett Gladar. Quickly into forecourt, dribbling down the right sideline with the ball is Darius Bowling. He's going to be fouled, a reach-in foul on Pawnee City.
Braden Frakes with the second foul, team second.
Not yet shooting, so it'll be HTRS's basketball on the side into Emmett Gladar. Gladar picked up in the man-to-man defense by Trey Kling. Gladar tries to get around Kling, comes to the near side. Players on the floor underneath the basket. Left elbow, Bowling gets it. Peyton Rose comes out to chase him. Now Shupp with the basketball to Dettman. Dettman being chased and double-teamed into the corner. There's Gladar. Gladar with a floater over the top. No. Rebound. Shupp. Follow shot up and good. And that brings the HTRS bench alive when Reed Shupp came off the bench and just got the basket to fall. Down to 2:22 to go. There's a driving layup. That was a sweet little move to the bucket there for Pawnee City. Getting that shot for the Indians was Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer laid it in. Now Gladar's got the basketball in front of the HTRS bench, right in front of our table. Gladar works to the left side with a floater up and good. Emmett's starting to put on a clinic here now. He just passed his game average. Dropped that one down. Makes it 56-34. Under 2 minutes to play. There's a Treyu Kling with a nice move to the basket, but he can't get it. And Gladar's there to pull down the rebound. Emmett Gladar, kind of head and shoulders above anybody else on the floor here tonight. It shows. I haven't added him up lately. I think he's got 24 points unofficially. We'll have the post-game scoring wrap for you and tell you about it then. There's a shot under the basket. Follow shot up. Won't go. Putting it up was Bennett Arth. Arth hasn't scored yet tonight. He was trying to get it down. He got fouled, and he's going to be at the free throw line to shoot two. Who did they get this one on? Have they posted it yet?
Tyler, I believe. Tyler Tegmeyer with his fifth. Team third.
Okay, so Tegmeyer will foul out of the ballgame. And looks like coming in to replace him for the Indians is Drake Wilkinson, a 5'11 freshman. Wilkinson coming in. Bunch of subs getting ready to check in here for HTRS. We'll get them all. Josh Manning's coming into the ballgame. Axton Wamsley's checking in. pick them all up here in a minute. Bennett Orth back in there. Here's a free throw up, in and out. That one wouldn't go for Cole Hunsaker. Cole has 6 points tonight. Pawnee City vendors back out there. Pick up some of the other. Liam Glothar back on the floor. Justin Bear in the ballgame for the first time tonight. Justin Bear checking in for the Indians. Second free throw coming up here. Up, and it is short off the rim. Had a lane violation anyway. Wouldn't have counted. So coming out of the ballgame and having a seat is Cole Hunsaker. He put in a good hard night's work. Justin Bear with the inbound pass. Bear inbounds the ball, tosses it into Liam Glothar. Off to Bear on the right wing. Justin Bear holds the basketball back to Glothar, top of the circle. Glothar and Bear play catch with it. Left side in the corner. Glothar, Bear feeds it underneath baseline. Durier, check that. That's a Fender on the right side. Top of the key, comes back to Bear. He passes up the open look. Now Fender's got the basketball. Nobody wants to shoot it. Fender will put up a shot up and good. Colin Fender, he's got 6 tonight as he dropped that one in. Under a minute to play now, 52 seconds to go. Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a wrap-up and a rundown of all the individual scoring for you. 44 seconds to go in this one. Top of the circle to Shup, around the horn. On the left wing, comes over to Carson Durier. Carson Durier, 5'10 sophomore, handling the ball. Underneath, trying to go up with a shot. Traveling is going to be called under there on Bennett Arth. He wanted to go up with a shot and walk with the basketball. 31 seconds to go. The shot clock will be turned off. 56-36, HTRS up by 20. Pawnee City into forecourt. Justin Bear, right wing with the ball. Bear, a cross-court pass, top of the key, comes right back to Bear. Into the corner, right side, Fender. Bear. Oh, he was looking for Fender underneath, and Fender zigged when he should have zagged. Broke just as the moment he let go of the basketball. It goes out of bounds. 16 seconds to go. HTRS can just dribble this puppy out. Up by 20, 56-36. On the right side with the ball. Carson Durier. Oh, shot is going to go off the glass. Up and good. Putting it in is Bennett Arth with his first 2 points. And now you're going to hear the buzzer. 58-36 will be our final score tonight. 58-36, HTRS with the win over Pawnee City.
We'll be back after this 2 minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
KIMTS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KIMTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KIMTS.com. KIM Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our post-game scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College.
at Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, let's take a look at the post-game scoring recap here. Our final score, 58-36, the Titans with the win over Pawnee City. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians, no players made it into double figures. Jordan Wernemont led the way. He had 9 points in the contest. Right behind was Peyton Rose with 8, followed by Trey Kling, who had 7 in the ballgame. 6 for Colin Fender, 4 tonight for Tyler Tegmeyer, and Ryan Plager, the freshman, came off the bench and chipped in 2 for their total of 36. Free throw shooting for the Indians, they made 1 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Not a good night at the charity stripe for Pawnee City. For the HTRS Titans, they had 2 players in double figures. Emmett Gladar led the way, 24 points for Gladar. Garrett Durier finished the game with 12, also in double figures. Kamian Detman had 8. 3 points tonight for Darius Bowling. Bennett Arth had 2, and Reed Shupp added 2, along with Cole Hunsicker's 6. Adds up to 58 points for the HTRS Titans. The Titans made just 7 out of 18 free throws from the charity stripe. Neither team shooting all that well tonight from the free throw line. The score by quarters, HTRS led after one quarter 12-3. They were up at halftime 29-11. They held a 44-23 third quarter lead before going on to the 58-36 win. With the win, the Titans improved their record to just above 500. They are now 8-7. The Pawnee City Indians drop to 3-9 on the year. That's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball here on KTNC. For Daniil Guerra and for our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios there in Wisdom, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight. It was HTRS 58. Pawnee City 36. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to High School Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.